Malachim Beis Perachof Gimel Pasuk Yud Dalet. King Yoshiyahu is just going wild with destruction of every Mizbeach and Bama and artifact and Avodah Zarah type object or accoutrement that he can find anywhere. And today we're going to get to the granddaddy of them all. So Yud Dalet V'Shibar Es HaMatzevos. And he also smashed the monuments. This is a really interesting thesaurus, these last couple of psukim. We are seeing a wide variety of words for smashing and destroying and pulverizing and crushing. So every action verb that you could possibly use, Yoshiyahu is definitely enjoying this. And so he smashes all of the matzevos, all of the monuments. And he chopped down the Asherah trees, which we have seen before, particularly when we were talking about Izebel and her fertility cults that she was so connected to. She was a Phoenician princess, the daughter of Es-Baal, I am with the Baal, before she became the wife to Ahav, the wicked king of Yisrael, whom she influenced greatly. And so the Asherah had had quite the comeback in Eretz Yisrael. The Matzevos, the monuments, were also to Avodah Zarah. Vayimaleis b'kol ha'matzvos adam. And he filled in their places, the Asherah trees, the big holes where he had uprooted them, the monuments, the tziyunim that had been built. He filled them in with the bones of dead human beings, with human bones, with dead people. I see dead people. The most impure thing, the most tameh thing that we have, the avi avos hatuma in Yiddishkeit, is the body of a mace, the body and bones of a dead person. By making these places into grave sites, Yoshiyahu was making sure that Avodah Zarah would not be revived there. In Divrei Yamim, it says also he burned the bones of Kohane Avodah Zarah on their altars and purified Yehuda and Yerushalayim. So that's whose bones are being interred there. He is quite literally adding insult to injury by ensuring that the bones that defile the so-called holy places of Avodah Zarah are the bones of people who themselves were responsible for Avodah Zarah. And now Tesvav, the granddaddy pasuk, V'gamas HaMizbeach, Asher Beveis El, and also the great altar that was in Beis El, that started all of our trouble back in Perek Yud Aleph Yud Gimel of Malachim Aleph, way back when. What is the Mizbeach that was in Beis El, a city which was, by the way, not far from Yerushalayim, but which was in the northern kingdom, which then demonstrates that Yoshiyahu's reach reaches back not only through Yehuda, but into the northern kingdom as well. Habama Asher Asa Yerava Ben Nevat. The Bama. So it's an altar, but it's a Bama, because it's clear that this altar is not a real Mizbeach LaHashem, obviously. This is the Mizbeach that was split, as you may remember, by God, when Yeravam ben Nevat was reaching up to offer his incense, and then his hand withered, and the Navi reached out his hand, and the Mizbeach split with a thunderous crack. That Mizbeach, that Bama that Yeravam ben Nevat had made. And who is Yeravam ben Nevat? He always gets his words, his descriptive that is always added to his name. Asher Hechati Es Yisrael, the one who caused Yisrael to sin. When one loses one's Olam Haba, one remains famous or infamous for that cause for the remainder of all time. And Yeravam's appellation, his expletive, if you will, is always, he is the one who is the Chote Umachti, that he caused Yisrael to sin. And we have talked at great length about Yeravam way back when we were doing his Psukim. But Yeravam is just an astonishing story, a person of such incredible potential that Hashem grabbed him by the lapels, if you remember from way back when, and he said, do tshuva, and you, and I, and you, and Ben Yishai will walk in Gan Eden together. And it was you, and then Ben Yishai, that he would have gone first. But what does Yeravam say to God? Miva Rosh, we learned in the Gemara. Who goes first, me or Ben Yishai? He heard who goes first. You go first. I want to hear it again. Yeravam is the worst. I mean, according to Sefer Malachim. So that one, even against, you would imagine by now, a 350-year-old Mizbeach, 300-year-old Mizbeach, has a certain, you know, it's protected by the Israeli Antiquities Commission. Doesn't matter. That one he's going to smash again. God split it. He's going to smash it. Gam es ha-Mizbeach ha-hu ve-es ha-bama nosots. Also, that altar and the Bama, he demolished. The Bama meaning, in this case, the shrine that went along with it. So apparently, there was a Mizbeach in Beis El and also a shrine that went with it. So, you know, Lahavdil a million times. But if you go to the Kever Rabbi Akiva nowadays, it does not look like I remember it looking. You know, it was out there in Tveria, and it was a beautiful kind of mountaintop, and you had the Kever Rabbi Akiva, really old-fashioned, blue, old Hebrew candles all around it. Now, above it, some Hungarians obviously got a hold of the site, and they built pillars, and they built a big building that's supposed to look fancy. And as a Rebbe of mine called it when we saw it in Eretz Yisrael a year or two ago, he said, oh, they turned it into a boutique. So apparently, by this Bama, by this Mizbeach, there was a boutique. There was a gift shop of come and buy, you know, special yarmulkes that said, Yah, Yara, Yaravam, and you could get them. And so, no, he smashed it by Yisrofes HaBama. Hey, Dak, Le'afor, V'sorof Ashera. And he burned the shrine to fine dust and burned the Asherah as well. And in Divrei HaYamim it continues, and in the cities of Menashe, Ephraim, Shimon, and Naphtali, in their ruins all around, he demolished the Bamos, he crushed the Asherim and the idols fine into dust, cut down all of the sun images and the whole Eretz Yisrael, and returned to Yerushalayim. So we never saw a king of Yehuda who was capable of eliminating idolatry, not just in Yehuda, but in Eretz Yisrael as well. In Malchus Yisrael as well. But now that Malchus Yisrael has fallen, Yoshiyahu can enter their former territory, destroy any remains of the cult of the golden calves that our friend Yeravam ben Nevat had worked so hard to build up. He had a pretty good run, 300 years, but Yoshiyahu is going to end it. You would think that this would herald an incredible time, akin to the Yemos HaMashiach, when the Jewish people are all back on the same page and they're all following behind God. But alas, Yoshiyahu overestimates how much the popular support he really has and how much the people have really changed their ways in their hearts and in private.